Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
Free has a seam and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Morning and welcome. We're broadcasting live from Worldwide Technology, the site of a major sports press conference. We're going to tell you about that in just a moment. Jim Huer is our broadcast engineer, and we're going to be here till 12 o'clock. Good guest list today. Rob Raines talking Cardinal baseball at 10:30. Jamie McLennan is going to join us at 11 o'clock. He's with TSN, former Blues goalie, breaking down the wild postseason in the National Hockey League. Martin, of course, will be in at 11. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, a company that's just about to change names, and we'll tell you about that shortly. And let's begin with lap one. The Blues. Okay, so the Jets couldn't get a shot off. I think like half of the first period, they could not even get a shot off. The Blues did exactly what we thought they were going to do to start off game four. They came out flying. And when the Jets did get a shot off from midway first period on, it was usually stopped by Jordan Binnington. Think about this for just a moment. Imagine if Jake Allen was your goaltender last night and he saw that barrage of shots, that quality of shots from mid-first period on. What do you think the score would have been? 5-1? 6-1? I mean, Jordan Binnington was just unbelievable. He really was. But in overtime, it was Kyle Connor who won the game.
Here's Wiener with a burst of speed. Blake Wiener coming in. Cuts back. Follow up. Shot saved by Binnington. Out in front. They score. Kyle Connor wins it. And this series is tied.
Well, it's kind of, we got caught with three guys on a forecheck. You know, Shen was on Bufflin, and they were battling for the puck. And Bufflin won that battle and got up to their forwards. And it looked like Barenko just got caught pivoting the wrong way. And, you know, they came back and made a play and a shot, and there was a save, and he threw it out front, and Connor was there and banged in the rebound.
Well, Colton Parayko's a terrific player. He had a, let's just say, a bad Tuesday night. He'll be back. But let's face it, the way this thing is trending, I mean, the Blues seem to be getting a little bit worse in this series, and the Jets seem to be getting a little bit better. Key stat, Lou Korak this morning. Shen, O'Reilly, Tarasenko in this series have combined for 3 goals, 1 assist. Each is a -3. The Jets' top line, Connor, Scheifele, and Wheeler, combined 6 goals, 9 assists, a combined +7. Is that the story? Possibly. Thoughts on the Blues? Do you think they go and steal another game in Winnipeg? How about this, too? The last 6 games in this series have been won. 6 games in this matchup, I should say, have been won by the road team.
That's pretty amazing, all by itself.
And the Blues have now won in the postseason 8 of their last 21 home playoff games. And the atmosphere last night was just unbelievable. I got there right after the 10 o'clock news, and so I stood in the stands for a while. And that moment in the third period when they gave Jordan Binnington a standing ovation and they started chanting, Binnington, Binnington. I mean, it was just crazy. It was as loud as I've ever heard.
It's pretty electric when the fans get in there and get behind a goaltender like that. It's been a long time. I mean, Liut, Cujo, I mean, those are the ones I remember being chanted. But Bennington, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And Mike Lute was in the stands last night. Who represents Jordan Bennington? All right, lap two. The Cardinals. Wow. Starting staff, highest whip in the National League. Imagine all the things that was said about this starting staff. And now it has the highest whip in the National League. And the staff is now on pace to break the all-time record for most home runs allowed in a season. Brian came up with that great stat. The Angels gave up 169 in 1987. Cardinals will shatter that if they keep this up. Jack Flaherty's a guy you felt pretty good about. He was the starter who was performing up to expectations. There were three below it, and then Waino is exceeding it. But last night, Flaherty goes 2 2/3, 9 hits, 5 runs, and some bombs given up. All right, as I said yesterday, you better hope and pray that Carlos Martinez can be a starter soon. There is Dallas Keuchel out there. Bill DeWitt III didn't seem real enthused about that idea when I brought it up yesterday.
You know, I don't know. We're always looking at everything. At this point, I think we're happy with the club. We really want to see how it evolves based on the group we have. But, you know, you're always looking, seeing what's out there. I mean, obviously, that's an unusual situation. We're not sure what he's doing to stay in shape or to get game simulations or whatever. But I think right now we're good where we are.
Lap three. Let's get to the at-bat that everybody is discussing. Now, I think it's amazing how your emotions and thoughts can change during the course of just one at-bat. Ryan Helsley was in. He's the kid from Oklahoma, big, strong, throwing 100 miles per hour. However, he was crafty early in the confrontation with Christian Yelich. He got 2 strikes on him with sliders, not challenging him, but throwing that slider. It's a good pitch. And you're thinking right at that point, this is going to be great for this kid. You know, he's a special player, has this great reputation, throws 100 miles an hour, and this is going to be great because he is going to strike out you-know-who in the first moment in the big leagues. Strike out Yelich, first moment of the big leagues. You were thinking that. Then Yelich evens the count, and then he does this.
Yelich sends it to right center and deep. He's done it again. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Christian Yelich.
Yeah, we didn't really have a whole lot of video on him or anything to go on. You kind of just had to feel it out. And I kind of got lucky. I got deep enough in the at-bat where I kind of saw some pitches and had a decent idea of what his stuff was like. But, yeah, he had great stuff. He did a good job after that. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's baseball. I mean, I got out 3 times today, too. Struck out twice. So, it's the game of baseball.
Wow. He's humble, too. Now, in Helsley's defense, he did come back. He got his first base hit, a little infield hit. And then he struck out 4. He's going to be just fine. Imagine what Helsley will be able to tell his grandkids. The very first hitter I ever faced on a Tuesday night in Milwaukee was this guy named Christian Yelich. Look him up. MVP, and he made the Hall of Fame. I'm anticipating this now, although I know it's much too early in his career. He should make the Cardinals Hall of Fame. That's what he should do. What a player. I got to tell you, when the Cardinals don't have a chance to win, and I know they're going to lose, I'm rooting for Christian Yelich to hit another home run.
He is a fun player to watch. There are many guys over the course of following the game over the years, you go, I love watching that guy play, like a Votto. Yelich is working his way into that. It's so effortless. The second home run, not last night, the night before, he swung and just crushed it and just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go trot the bases again.
He's getting to the point where you alter trips to the restroom, if you know he's going to bat.
You do.
There's not many hitters like that, like McGuire was, Daryl Strawberry was, Reggie Jackson was.
Yes.
Pujols, of course. But that's when you know, hey, I'm not going to go to the restroom now because I know he's coming up. I'm not going to miss this at-bat.
He does a lot of that effortlessly. He's one of those natural swings where you go, well, he is just crushing it, and it doesn't look like he's swinging hard. He's just doing what he does.
Now, I don't know this for sure, and I'm going to get an answer on this, but I see Mike Schilt making some – calling some pitches from time to time.
Yes.
And I know Yadier does it from time to time. What I don't understand is if you have a little success with the slider against Yelich, why would you go against that? And why would you just not throw all sliders? Because I think the home run ball was a cutter. I'm not 100% certain.
I think you're right. Part of that may be with this group right now, any guy you're throwing out there, I don't think they can duplicate the pitch twice in a row.
Yeah.
They're struggling with command.
All right, lap four. So we are here at Worldwide Technology for a big announcement. The news is from this moment on, Gateway Motorsports Park will be renamed Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. In addition to the naming rights, Worldwide Technology will also become the first technology partner of the track. The raceway will serve as a cutting-edge proving ground for technological advancements and fan experiences. So it's really going to be cool for you because, you know, everything that Worldwide does is so first class. It's going to be something else. It's a 10-year deal, multi-million dollars. You know, it's going to be like $1 million a year. They will also work on community outreach and diversity. Curtis Francois has worked his magic to get the NHRA, NASCAR, and Indy cars to the track. You know what he needed? He needed a corporate sponsor. He needed a big-time St. Louis business to step up and say, look, we like what you're doing, and we want to be a part of it. Well, he got maybe the biggest and the best. WWT and Dave Stewart. What a great day for racing in the St. Louis area. And we'll visit with some of the movers and shakers a little bit later on in this program. Congratulations to Worldwide. And Brian, that means we may have to change the opening because it's no longer the Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Or we may have to do something because it's now called Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway.
What do we need to change the sound effect?
You mean from that zoom of the car?
Yeah, what would a technological sound effect sound like?
Ooh.
I bet Plowsy or Matt Rocchio could come up with something.
Oh.
And by the way, congratulations to the station and Plowsy. He's back. It's a great day in St. Louis. Is he there now?
He left.
That little slacker. He's there for one day and he's out early. All right. Let's go lap five. I am a firm believer that honesty is not always the best policy. Not always the best policy. I know my pastor is thinking, what are you saying now? I mean, we go back to, like, the famous question, do you think this dress makes me look fat question, all right? But or do you really want to repeat to a friend something you heard said about him if it's really nasty? In Italian, we have this phrase called la mano fino, the fine hand. Finesse it a little bit. You don't have to be, you know, 100% truthful. So I bring this up because of what happened in sports yesterday, and I find this absolutely fascinating. It's the Rick Barnes story. Now, on Tuesday, he was at the MAC for the National Coach of the Year Award. Then yesterday, he was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he had this scrum with the media down there saying that if UCLA would have picked up the buyout part of his contract, he would have left. If I'm a Tennessee fan, I feel a little offended.
It's a slap in the face, right?
Now, he went on to say nice things about the program, but isn't that like tantamount to telling your wife, you know, if divorce wasn't so expensive, I'd be shacking up with the waitress from O.B. Clark's. I mean, if they pick up the buyout, I'm out of here.
That was bad.
Oh, my gosh. Rick Barnes, did you really have to be that honest? I mean, it may have been 100% truthful, but please, la mano fino, come on. Have some finesse.
Yes.
Now, I know he's done great things with the program, and Tennessee's thrilled to have him, and they should be, but honesty is not the best policy, and it usually isn't with college basketball coaches. I mean, that's kind of like the norm with them, being dishonest. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. How would you like to be a fan of the Lightning? It's one thing to lose, you know, a 1-8. It's another when the one had the historical season, and it's another when it's a sweep. And it's another that in the sweeping game you get blown out of the building. They even sent, if you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning Twitter, they sent like an apology tweet to their fans. You imagine that? You just set the record you tied the record for most wins, and now you have to send out an apology tweet.
Frank, did you see the stat? The Lightning join exclusive but not great group. In all the four major professional sports, the teams that have the most wins in a regular season in the history of that sport all have failed to win the title. You have the Patriots, who went 16-0. You have the Mariners, who won 116 games, I believe, in 2001. You have the Golden State Warriors, and now the Lightning and the Red Wings back in the 90s when they lost to New Jersey. All lost or failed to win the title.
Wow. That's unbelievable. All right. Hey, really cool, as I mentioned before, to see Mike Liuta on the Blues broadcast last night with Andy Strickland in between periods. He represents Vladimir Tarasenko and Jordan Binnington. What a neat guy. What a player, too. All-time Blues goalie. He was walking by last night, and I don't know who said it. I guess he's, you know, it's Liut, Cujo, and Grant Fuhr. Hall and Plante, maybe better all-time resumes, but got here kind of in the sunsets of their careers. Food picks today, we're going to be at Seiberg's. Shark bites, wings. They have a thing called Cy-Goons.
Love Seiberg's.
You're a big fan?
Oh, big fan of Seiberg's.
Very good. Do you like the actual Seiberg sauce?
Yes, I buy it a lot at Schnucks.
Yeah.
It's really good, like if you make chicken at the house, or it's good for dipping french fries in. It's a fantastic sauce.
The shark bites with the sauce is unbeatable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the shark bites are really just, they're off the charts.
Which Seiberg's are you going to be at?
Dorset.
Oh, it's not too far from here. You can bring some by.
You know what? I'm going to consider that. All right. Before we go to break, a couple of business items. Maryville is our sponsor of the phone lines, maryville.edu. That school is having a terrific athletic season. Soccer was just outstanding. Lacrosse has been unbelievable. They sent 7 wrestlers to the national championships. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that. And, of course, McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering hot deals this month during their spring sales event. Buy a new McBride home in April. Receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. McBride is also offering huge savings on over 100 quick move-in market homes. If you need a home in a hurry, McBride is the place to go. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on this spring sales event. We're broadcasting live from Worldwide Technology. Movers and shakers all over the place. You see Chris Zimmerman. You see Dave Stewart. You see the O'Loughlins, who have built everything here in the St. Louis area, including Westport. It is a big day. Worldwide Technology has now taken over the naming rights at Gateway Motorsports Park. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, Rob Reigns.